Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona. And now here is Shoshona to tell you about the work that she does.
Hello.
Hello,
Barbara.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, we're here for another show, and I'm here to talk about energy healing and how important this work is. Now, I had an experience happen to me, as you very well know, Barbara, over the past week, after having a session done with you. And it just reaffirms to me one more time why I'm here doing this. Because much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that have become trapped within us. So those traps, those blockages can cause you not to manifest. They can block your life so that all you see is miserable stuff around you. You're not happy. So it just reaffirms to me one more time why I'm here doing this. So, do we have any callers tonight?
We have three.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So I've hit upon something new, and what it is checking your soul to see if you have multiple souls. Now, I don't know how deep we'll be able to get into it on the show, but I do think it's a good thing to check. And if I start somebody and we don't have enough time to finish them, then they'll have to come to me and I'll finish them away from the program. So
okay.
let's just go and see where it takes us or whatever, and you know, see how deep the situations really are. So
okay. Our first caller is Mary Code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Did I work on you before?
Yes.
And how are you?
Great.
Since that session or whatever.
I'm not sure if I need any work to do, but I just wanted to say hi, and I'm listening to your show.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to check you tonight for multiple souls, Lisa. Is that all right with you?
Multiple souls? What does that mean?
Yeah, what it means is you might have had some trauma in your life which caused another soul, a new soul to generate, and those are the ones that I'm checking for, the multiple souls.
Okay.
So I'm checking your soul to see whether it has any energy tears or energy holes, whether it has any pooling or stagnant energy, any energetic debris, any energy sludge, or any energy attachment. So it just makes you feel a whole lot lighter when all of this stuff is cleared up within you. So with that, I'd like to get started. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, is my name Lisa? No, can I connect to Lisa? Yes, is my name Lisa? Is my name Lisa? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Lisa to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, can we tap into Lisa's soul? Yes. Does Lisa's soul possess any energy tears? No. Any pooling or stagnant energy? No. Any energetic debris? No. Any energy sludge? No. Any energy attachments? No. Any energy holes? No. Okay, so your soul is clear. Is Lisa's soul happy? Yes, okay.
What about a relationship? What can you do around that to, you know, bring that in?
Are you having a relationship with somebody?
No.
No? So you would like to have a relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, what we need to check you for is a hurt wall to see if there's anything blocking a relationship from coming your way. Okay, does Lisa possess a super hurt wall? No. Does Lisa possess a heart wall? Yes. Okay, is the heart wall more than a mile? No. Is it more than a foot? Yes. Is it 2 feet? 3 feet? 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, no, 9.5 feet, No, 9 foot. Yes. Okay, 9 foot. Okay, can we release the heart wall that's blocking Lisa from having an eventful relationship? From Lisa, from attracting her partner, the one that she's supposed to be with. Okay, distant, frustrated, perplexed, shocked, terrified, overwhelmed, inferior, inadequate, ridiculed, furious, suspicious, worthless. Energetic, confident, loving, sensitive, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, repugnant, withdrawn, alienated, liberated, liberated. Okay, does Lisa possess a heart wall? No, does Lisa possess a heart wall? No, does Lisa possess a hidden heart wall? Yes, is this hidden heart wall more than a mile? No, more than a foot. Yes, 2 foot, 3 foot, 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot. 7 foot, no, 6.5 foot, 6.25 foot, no, 6 foot. Yes, okay, hidden heart wall that's 6 foot. Okay, hidden mad, hidden hateful, hidden anxious, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hidden perplexed, terrified. Hidden terrified, hidden worried, hidden alienated, hidden furious, hidden terrified, hidden worried, hidden worthless, hidden ridiculed, hidden embarrassed, hidden enraged, hidden irritated, hidden shocked, hidden terrified, hidden frightened, hidden overwhelmed, hidden worried, hidden worthless, hidden insignificant, hidden inadequate, hidden devastated, hidden violated, hidden worthless, hidden dismayed, hidden terrified, hidden overwhelmed, hidden inferior, hidden inadequate, hidden devastated, hidden furious, hidden suspicious, hidden perplexed, hidden terrified, hidden worried, hidden inadequate, hidden worthless, hidden disrespected, hidden resentful, hidden perplexed, hidden overwhelmed, hidden worthless, hidden devastated, hidden suspicious, hidden eager, okay, does Lisa possess a hidden heart wall? No, does Lisa possess a sacred heart wall? Now, how do you feel, Lisa?
I feel fine.
Do you feel lighter?
Do I feel lighter? I feel okay. Not lighter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, pay attention to how you're feeling, because
yeah,
all of this is gone from your heart now, right?
Yeah.
Your heart. Yeah. Does Lisa possess a super heart wall? No, a heart wall. No, a hidden heart wall. No, a secret heart wall. No, a sacred heart wall. No, you're clear. Now, okay, let me just check you on the downward spiral here. Okay, does Lisa possess boredom? No, pessimism. No, frustration. No, irritation. No, impatience. No, overwhelmment. No, disappointment. No, doubt. Yes. Okay, doubt out of Lisa. Resentment. Worried.
Yeah.
Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Apathetic. Indifference. Apathetic. Indifference. Apathetic. Indifference. Apathetic. Indifference. Apathetic. Indifference. Apathetic. Indifference. Hopeful. Astonished. Terrified. Overwhelmed. Worthless. Devastated, irritated, shocked, loving, 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 playful, inspired, liberated. Okay, does Lisa possess doubt? No. Worry? No. Worry? Yes. Hostile. Shocked. Worried. Overwhelmed. Inferior. Ridiculed. Violated. Liberated. Does Lisa possess worry? No. Blame? No. Discouragement? No. Anger? Yes. Mad? Hateful? Frustrated? Disillusioned? Shocked? Worried? Alienated? Insecure? Provoked? Shocked? Frightened, frightened, inadequate, insignificant, devastated, hostile, perplexed, respected, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, confident, energetic, liberated. Okay, does Lisa possess anger? No. Revenge? No. Hatred? No. Rage? No. Jealousy? No. Insecurity? No. Guilt? No. Unworthiness? No. Fear? No. Grief? Grief? Yes. Grief. Aggressive? Scared? Hopeful? Liberated? Disillusioned, worried, inadequate, provoked, disillusioned, loving, playful, indifference, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, revolted, suspicious, worthless, confident, liberated, liberated. Okay. Does Lisa possess grief? No. Depression. Yes. Depression. Mad. Hurt. Anxious. Hopeful. Opened. Inspired, indifference, apathetic, indifference, apathetic, indifference, apathetic, it's going back and forth. Open, energetic, dismayed, terrified, worried, inadequate, violated, suspicious, playful, hopeful, fulfilled, liberated, Okay, does Lisa possess depression? No. Powerlessness? No. Victim? No. Is Lisa's contentment at 100%? Yes. Is Lisa's contentment at 100%? Yes. Lisa's hopefulness is at 100%. Lisa's optimism is it at 100%. Lisa's positive expectation belief is it at 100%. Lisa's enthusiasm is it at 100%. Lisa's passion is it at 100%. Lisa's appreciation is it at 100%. Lisa's love is it at 100%. Lisa's freedom is it at 100%. Lisa's empowerment is it at 100%. Lisa's knowledge is it at 100%. Lisa's joy is it at 100%. Yes. Is there anything else that I can release from Lisa? Yes. Okay, is there anything else I can release from Lisa? Yes. Okay, is it the brain? Yes. Is it the brain or the gut? No. Is it the brain or the heart? No. Is it the left brain? Yes, the left brain. Frustrated. Insecure. Mad. Rejected. Distant. Dismayed. Frightened, worried, worthless, devastated, hostile, energetic, loving, sensitive, opened, inspired, apathetic, opened, loving, liberated, hopeful, playful, opened, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, revulsion, sarcastic, hostile, inadequate, liberated. Okay, the left brain. Is there anything else that I can release from the left brain? No, the right brain. Is there anything I can release from the right brain? Is the right brain active? Activate the right brain, please. Hateful, mad, hurt, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, empty, powerless, devastated, shocked, frightened, worried, alienated, jealous, hostile, perplexed, respected, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired. Okay, is the right brain activated? Yes. Okay, is the midbrain activated? Now, activate the midbrain. Yes. Mad. Hurt. Frustrated. Insecure. Hurt. Mad. Threatened. Mad. Hateful. Frustrated. Insecure. Hateful. Rejected. Loving. Is the midbrain activated? Yes. Is the neocortex activated? No. Okay. Is the neocortex happy? Is the neocortex happy? Yes. Okay, is there anything to release from the neocortex? No. From the right brain, is there anything to release? No. From the midbrain, is there anything to release? No. From the left brain, is there anything to release? No. From the primitive brain, is there anything to release? Yes. Frustrated. Hurt. loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, provocative, ecstatic, perplexed, shocked, worried. Is there anything else to release from Lisa's primitive brain? No. Okay, how do you feel, Lisa?
I feel lighter in my heart. Like something
Excellent.
Cleared.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, very
yeah.
good.
So,
definitely very
okay.
good. Yes.
Is my name
yeah,
Lisa? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Lisa? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I connected to Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I connected to Lisa? No. Pay attention to how you're feeling over the next week. Call me back next week. Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because you should feel it more, like as each day goes by or whatever, right? Whatever you're feeling now, it should magnify. So, you know, just every day to where you just feel lighter, like it's all gone, you know? So
yeah.
your heart walls are gone now. That's why you feel lighter in the heart.
Yeah. Sounds
right?
Like-
yeah. So pay attention to, you know, new opportunities and new people coming towards you and whatever, because
yeah.
the walls are down now. So
yeah.
just keep me posted.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Lisa.
Blessings. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. Our next caller is from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Daniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, how's it going? It's pretty nice over here.
Yeah. So how is your testing going? Any new word or?
You know, he thought that he should cut out the last part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made an option. Well, if something's going on in the week, you take the whole thing out, you know. So I thought, no,
yeah.
well, he wanted to get the little bit. But I'm not sure. Maybe I shouldn't even do it, you know. Maybe I could, you know, do it some other way. But, you know, I'm hoping for a miracle. But, you know, it's, you know, I'll just have to wait and see here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's check you tonight and see if you have multiple souls.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do something new on you, something, because I've done everything else on you before or whatever. So now this is something new I'm doing. Right?
Okay.
Now, if you've had trauma in your life, you could very well have multiple souls. So I have a client that I've been working on for 10 months, and I thought it was personalities that were coming up in him. But no, as it turned out, he had 7 multiple souls. So I cleared all of them. I went through each one. I've got a chart here that lists 6 different categories to go through, and I clear them. So if I start you and we don't get all the way through you before the next caller comes up, then phone me or let me know afterwards through Messenger or whatever, and I'll finish the session on you. So, okay, so let's check here, see. Okay, is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Okay. Does Nathaniel possess, is Nathaniel's soul happy? Yes. Okay, does Nathaniel's soul possess an energy tear? No. Does it possess pooling or stagnant energy? No. Does it possess energetic debris? No. Does it possess any energy sludge? No. Does it possess an energy attachment? No. Does it possess any energy holes? Yes. Okay. 1 energy hole, 2 energy holes, 3 energy holes, 4 energy holes, 5 energy holes. 5 energy holes, okay? Can we seal up all 5 energy holes in Nathaniel's soul? Yes. Hateful, hurt, hateful, insecure, abandoned. Abandoned, apathetic, playful, provocative, important, liberated, astonished, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, revulsion, judgmental, hostile, inadequate, astonished, important, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, playful, open, sensitive, liberated. Okay? Does Nathaniel possess any energy holes in his soul? No. Is it clear? Yes. Okay, is Nathaniel's soul happy? Yes. Does Nathaniel possess multiple souls? Yes. Does he possess one multiple soul? Yes. Two? Yes. Three? Yes. Four? No. You have three. So in the second one, is the first one clear? Yes. In the second one of Nathaniel's souls. Okay, does he possess an energy tear? No. Does he possess pooling and stagnant energy? Yes. Okay, release the pooling and stagnant energy from the second soul. Hateful. Frustrated. Inadequate. Ridiculed. Violated. Irritated. Dismayed, terrified, worried, inferior, disrespected, devastated, violated, withdrawn, perplexed, eager, Okay, does Nathaniel possess any pooling or stagnant energy in his second soul? No. Any energetic debris in his second soul? No. Any energy sludge in his second soul? No. An energy attachment in his second soul? Yes. Is there one? Yes. Is there two? No. One. Off you go. He does not need your services anymore. Off you go to the light. Please, in peace. To the light, in peace. Aggressive. Hurt. Apathetic. Indifferent. Sensitive. Fulfilled. Liberated. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Hopeful. Liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess an energy attachment in his second soul? No. Does Nathaniel possess any energy holes in his second soul? Yes, one. Yes, two. Yes, three. Yes, four. Yes, five. No, four. Four energy holes. Seal the energy holes in Nathaniel's second soul, depleting it out of the picture, taking it away. Strengthening his one soul, his main soul, strengthening it, hateful, distant. How do you feel, Nathaniel?
Oh, so much better.
Threatened, hurt. Loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful. Liberated, perplexed, dismayed, frightened, inferior, ridiculed, violated, withdrawn, awe, eager, frightened, insignificant, ridiculed, resentful, irritated, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess any energy holes in his second soul? No. Okay, is Nathaniel's second soul clear? Yes. Is it gone? Yes. Is it, will it be a problem in the future? No. Is it clear? Yes. Okay, can we go into Nathaniel's third soul? Yes. Does Nathaniel hold any energy tears in his third soul? Yes. One. Yes. Two. Yes. Three. Yes. Four. Yes. Five. Yes. Six. Yes. Seven. Yes. Eight. Yes. Nine. Yes. 10. Yes. 11. Yes. 12. Yes. 13. Yes. 14. Yes. 15. Yes. 16. No. 15 energy tears in your third soul. Okay, can we clear all 15 energy tears in Nathaniel's third soul? Yes. Hurt. Playful. Hopeful. Inspired. Apathetic. Apathetic. Apathetic, open, hopeful, respected, liberated, astonished, disillusioned, terrified, frightened, worried, worthless, ridiculed, jealous, infuriated, hopeful, courageous, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel hold any energy tears in his third soul? No. Any pooling or stagnant energy in his third soul? No. Any energetic debris in his third soul? No. Any energy sludge in his third soul? Yes. Energy sludge is negative and thick, dense energy that sticks to your energy fields and causes energy patterns that move very slowly. Looks and feels like tar within the energy field.
Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah. So, okay, can we release all energy sludge from Nathaniel's third soul? Yes. Hateful. Insecure. Sensitive. Respected. Energetic, perplexed, shocked, overwhelmed, worried, worthless, embarrassed, violated, resentful, worried, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, aversion, loathing, withdrawn, devastated, respected, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, empty, inferior, powerless, victimized, ignored, remorseful, detestable, repugnant, suspicious, furious, worried, respected, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, ignored, remorseful, detestable, loathing, infuriated, inadequate, respected, loving, playful, sensitive, ecstatic, eager, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, indifference, isolated, indifference, hopeful, fulfilled, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel hold any energy sludge in his third soul? No. Does Nathaniel hold an energy attachment in his third soul? Yes. Is there more than one? No. Is there just one? Yes. Okay. The energy attachment to the light you go, please, to peace. Out of Nathaniel, he no longer requires your services. Go to the light. Go to peace. I cut all negative energetic cords from Nathaniel and any energy attachment that he had on him that was removed in this session. Yes, cut any negative energetic cords between Nathaniel and any energy attachment that was attached to him. Yes. Hateful, rejected, aggressive, hateful, anxious. Loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, liberated, awe, disillusioned, dismayed, frightened, inferior, ridiculed, jealous, provoked, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess an energy attachment in his third soul? No. Is it clear? Yes. Does Nathaniel possess any other energy attachments? No. Does Nathaniel possess any energy holes in his third soul? Yes. Okay. One. Yes. Two. Yes. Three. Yes. Four. Yes. Five. Yes. Six. Yes. Seven. Yes. Eight. Yes. Nine. Yes, 10, no. Okay, 9 energy holds. Okay, can we seal all 9 energy holds in Nathaniel's third soul, seal them up, never to return. So hurt and mad, threatened, anxious, sensitive, loving, ecstatic, astonished, shocked, overwhelmed, inadequate, alienated, jealous, withdrawn, astonished, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, vulnerable, victimized, remorseful, detestable, skeptical, furious, frightened, inadequate, confident, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, isolated, empty, vulnerable, ignored, remorseful, hesitant, loathing, infuriated, worthless, important, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, liberated. Okay, how do you feel, Nathaniel?
Super.
Do you feel lighter?
Oh, much, especially in, you know, the heart and, you know, front torso area. And
yeah.
Head.
Yeah, so, like, when you go to church now, surround yourself with the Heavenly Father. And
yeah.
Know that all of these souls, you have one soul, right? And
sure.
It is your soul, right? And it is clean, right?
Yeah. Well, glory
to
God.
So pray to God for a miracle to take place in your life, right?
Yeah, that's just amazing. I noticed I've really been feeling different, you know, every time I get your treatments. Thank you so much, Ashona.
You're very welcome, Nathaniel. Not a problem. So, okay, let's check your number one soul now. Okay, does Nathaniel's number one soul possess an energy tear? No. Pooling or stagnant energy? No. Energetic debris? No. Energy sludge? No. Energetic attachment. No. And does it possess any energy holes? Oh, yes, it does. Does it possess one? Yes, two. No, just one. Okay, can we correct the energy hole in Nathaniel's number one soul? Yes. Threatened. Insecure. Powerless. Powerless. And I'd say that's talking about the cancer, right?
Right.
So, yes. So let's repair that number one, or the hole in Nathaniel's number one soul. Yes. Does Nathaniel possess an energy hole in his number one soul? No, you do not. You are sealed right up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's excellent. Right? So now we work toward getting you a miracle, and whatever that's going to be. So
hopefully it'll be in all aspects of my life. It's been working a lot better. You know, things are starting to be getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, after last Friday, Nathaniel, trust me, I truly believe in miracles when it comes to energy healing. Truly, 100%. So, and I had something happen last Friday that altered our life for a long time to come. And it truly was a miracle, just put it that way. So,
I've been waiting, but it was more than a wink. It was a scare.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow, but, yeah. So, okay, is there anything else that I can release from Nathaniel? No, okay, is my name Nathaniel? Is my name Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Nathaniel? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, am I connected to myself, Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Yes, am I connected to Nathaniel? No. Okay, we're disconnected now.
All right, well, super, Shoshona. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Nathaniel.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Yep, you have a great week. Yeah.
Super, thanks, Barbara. Bye, Barbara.
Thanks, Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Barbara, you there? Hello? Barbara? You there, Barbara? Hello? You still there, Nathaniel?
Yes, I'm still here. I guess,
oh, okay.
I guess it's an emergency or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
But,
so anyhow,
you know,
expect to see great differences.
What's that?
Expect to see great differences.
You know, I really already have, you know, the way I feel, that, you know, I have some dreams that actually change the way I feel about my past that's rooted, you know, 20, 30, 40, you know, plus years. And, it's probably because of the work that we're doing, you know, and I feel different about certain people and, you know, different bands and everybody and, you know, my friends in the past. I had another dream a couple nights ago. And, you know, I've been having all kinds of dreams that are meant to heal me by just
excellent.
The way I feel, just to be able to release things. I had a couple of nights ago, I dreamed I was flying. I you know, kind of like Superman, and I was able to take off real slow and go like 2, 5, 10 miles an hour, and then you know, go up to like 50, and I was just like flying like Superman. I just didn't really have wings or anything.
Yeah.
I stuck out my hands, and I just started going, hey, look at this. I can do the loop-de-doo around the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wasn't looking at the people. I was focusing on, you know, what I was doing, but there was like some people. So that's amazing. That's, I think that's kind of an amazing dream, you know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow,
where did you learn how to do your art of this removal?
Back in 2009, I had an emotion code healer do the very first session on me. And when she did the session on me, she hit on my trauma right on. And she told me who was involved and how many people were involved and whatever. So that sold me on it. And from 2009 to 2012, I had other practitioners do work on me. And in 2012, I decided that I was going to take the emotion code course, right? Which I did, right? And became certified. Well, since 2012 to 2019, I've been looking at other techniques. I'm a dowser. I do automatic writing with my pendulum. It spells out the words for me that it wants me to say to you. So, you know, like I'm just open to all different types of modalities. Now, the next step for me is to take the body code course, right? The body code in the emotion, the scheme of the emotion code is the higher program, right? So, but in the meantime, I'm just working on healing people's energy. That's, you know, anything to do with healing your energy, right? And making a difference in your life. So, you know, Reiki, acupuncture, cranial healing, activating the brain, opening up the heart and attaching it, grounding it, grounding the root chakra, you know, whatever I can get my hands on to do on somebody that is going to literally make a difference energetically in their lives. So, and it's all about your perception being changed as I'm releasing from you. So, you know, I do a seven segmented program on clearing your negative beliefs, right, where we do one chakra a night, and I go into each chakra and release the negative beliefs and install positive beliefs, right? So, you know, it's all very powerful
It's really a tune-up, you know, and overhaul, just, you know, mechanically, almost like, you know, you'd work on a car, you know.
I healed myself of post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, by doing the work that I'm doing, and I do it on myself every day, you know, and every day when I do it, I feel an absolute difference in my body, you know, like I'm more in tune with my body now than I've ever been in my whole life, you know, so, you know, like this is for everybody and anybody and animals. Animals carry emotions just like humans do, you know, and actually animals are easier to work on because they're uninhibited like humans are, right? So, but children, there are children that are taking the emotion code course and doing it on other children. How admirable, like best tool you could ever get your hands on in your life is the emotion code therapy. I believe every student in school should walk out grade 12 with a certificate for the emotion code therapy because that is one of the biggest tools you're ever going to need in your lifetime. You know,
should be a high school diploma prerequisite.
It should be part of the diploma, yeah. You know, so anyhow, but so yes, like you with your medical issues or whatever, you couldn't be involved with a better thing, you know, like it's a necessity for somebody like you, you know, and keeping you clear, right?
Yeah, no, I'm an empath, you know, I'm very sensitive and, you know, I pick up, you know, other people's energy and want to help them and stuff. And end up, you know, I've been a massage therapist, and I know that I pick up other people's bad vibrations, even with, you know,
you're
like my
empath.
Brother. Even
yeah,
if his foot starts hurt, even if his left foot starts hurting, you know, my left foot starts hurting to try to,
yeah.
you know, help energy, you know, to try, you know, I'm trying to be helpful and stuff. So
yeah.
I end up, you know, as a massage therapist, I found, you know, some people I think, oh, boy, I would want to massage you because, you know, I could be turns, you
yeah.
know, because
yeah.
I can feel your energy, you know.
But as an empath, you need to learn to hand it up to God and let it go. Do not
right.
take on somebody else's stuff.
I heard it. You know, somebody
right.
will say, yeah, do blah, 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 or take something or like that. You just got to give that to God. That's
yeah.
you know, the bottom
yeah.
line. You just, hey, no, no, here you go. Here you go, take this, you know, anything you got bad. You know, Jesus, say, give me anything you want bad, right, put it right here, you know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, it's absolutely magical, Nathaniel. I never imagined in a million years back in 2012 when I started that I would be at where I'm at today. I love the work I do. It's my passion. I can do it 24/7. You know, like all I want to do is help somebody with their pain in a way that nobody else can help you, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got- mansion. You're building a big mansion over there for you for all your good works.
Oh, thank you. So, and I hope it literally does something for you. You know,
thank
and
you.
that's the thing to work on is to shrinking what's in you. You know,
uh-huh.
getting rid of it.
I feel a lot better. I'm gonna have to, you know, walk this out for the next 7 days and see how it, you know, see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, the once a week thing is good for you or whatever, just to clear whatever's on you. And, you know, like once we get a little bit more of a diagnosis about what your plight is or whatever, then we can focus in on that or whatever. And once
yeah.
a week or whatever, and, you know, so at least you're getting it, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're better off for getting it than not for getting it at all, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, just hand it up to God. But just know that as of now, your soul is clear and it's sealed off. So there
sure.
are no energy tears. There are no energy holes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Can hear
there
you now.
My computer dumped Blog Talk and would not let me get it back. And I was muted. So I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me. So I texted
no,
you and I sent
you
a message in Facebook, but you didn't read either one of them. But Kat has been waiting, and so you may want to talk with Kat offline.
Yeah, I'll touch base with her.
Okay.
So now
we're out of time. Apparently Nathaniel needed this.
I'm still there. I thought I'd talk about the treatments and you all ruined it by your rebooting. But thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're very welcome, my dear.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
So are you there, Barbara?
Well, yes, I am here, and we have 90 seconds.
Okay, yeah, I'll get in touch with Kat or whatever separately. And I'll do a session on her.
And there's another caller. I will send you their number so you can call them
okay.
and find out what was up with them.
All righty.
Sorry,
okay, so anybody wants to reach me, they can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona. You can call me at 780-707-1657, or you can messenger me at Shoshona, that's Shashona Pelche, PELLETIER.
Great. Well, thank you, Shoshona. It was certainly interesting.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Well, I'll talk
to
you
later
this week, but we'll be back
next week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All righty. Okay. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.